Blog Talk Radio.
Talkosphere. Welcome to another episode of Soul Empowerment Radio. I am your host, Michael Brezel, and here we are again. Beautiful, beautiful evening in South Carolina. And here we are at the end of the month, going into December, my birthday month, the birthday month of baby Jesus. So, yeah, it's a great month. Great month for us to be in this, you know, holiday shift, you know? It's interesting because, like, what's going on in the world these days? Like, so much is going on. I feel like part of me is, like, checked out, but I think part of me is checking out so I can check in to the deeper levels of my own consciousness, because I feel as if a lot of really new, powerful pathways open me. And as of course, sharing those with you all here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll also be doing online, on air, mini intuitive tune-ins. And I'm going to make this show a lot more spirit-driven, which means certain nights I'll be doing very specific channeling. And I'll bring messages directly from the light, those beings that are around us, protecting us. And I'll be doing that both on a global scale, but also on a scale specific to the listeners who are listening to this show. Because there's, you know, even if you're not listening live, when we gather, even in the future through the wonderful downloads, we are still able to connect. And the message that the show that you download will have the message that is most appropriate for you to receive. You know, it's just wonderful. How wonderful is that, right? That you can receive that even in the future. But you can also go back to the wonderful archives. I think we have over 300 hours worth of episodes. So go back, listen to all the good stuff, like really get in there and let yourself expand. And we have some wonderful guests coming up this week. We have Barbara Marx Hubbard is going to be joining us, and she is a phenomenal author. She's a futurist. She wrote a really great book called The Evolutionary Testament of Co-Creation, The Promise Will Be Kept. And she and I are going to talk about that book and what it means to be a futurist and how she's seen the impact of the shifting tide of consciousness impact the world around us, because she talks a lot about the intersectionality of technology and mysticism. So it's going to be a really great, really powerful conversation. And I'm also going to have next week my dear friend, psychic medium Travis Sanders on the air. We'll be talking hoodoo. We're going to be talking, what else are we talking about? Spiritual cleansing. And he and I are also going to talk about physical mediumship, because I do what's called mental mediumship. That's what we would classify it as. But for me, it's more like telepathic channeling. And we've done shows on channeling. I'm going to be doing some shows on channeling later in the week to talk about my perspectives on channeling and then how I do it, to open up those energies yourself. Because remember, one of the shifts we're going to be making on this show is to do more shows that are like mini workshops. And I'm going to try to do those at least twice a month. So we'll do like two little mini workshops on the air, and we'll do like two specials. And those will be like on the weekends or something. So that's exciting. A little housekeeping, as always. I think you're joining me here. And this show is made possible by donations from listeners like you. And I always love saying that. Because it's true. If you go to my website, michaelbrazel.com, on the very bottom of the page, the donate button, any amount helps to keep the show up and running. And we're going to be doing a lot. We try to go live every day. Unless something is like going crazy in the world. And I do post updates to my Facebook page, facebook.com/mbrazel. That's MBRAZELL. I do post updates there. Isolation or removing the show, or special guests. And I post really funny memes. And I just enjoy connecting. So come to my Facebook page, connect with me. And I also do reading specials. So I just ran some reading specials over the weekend. So to get the reading specials, it's best to follow me on Facebook, because it's, you know, I don't always get to post. I mean, there's so many places to put things, but I feel that our face on Facebook are those really dedicated people. So, you know, you'll get Facebook specials, but I'm also going to do some specials, reading specials for you listeners on the show. And we'll be starting that this week. If you want the specials, you have to tune in, because it'll just be, you know, a short time that the specials will run. So it's important to be sure that you are tuning in and listening to the show, but also sharing the show, because if you share the show and you get it out there, more people listen, more people listen. And I see that, the more inspired I'll be to continue doing the show, because I'm very in touch with where my energy goes. I feel that something isn't necessarily where my energy needs to be, I will pull it back and shift that else, because if you one thing, you're choosing not to do something else. And I want to be so choosing to do are going to be for the betterment of, you know, just everyone, those around me who may need the healing or need that extra bit of work. So, you know, sometimes you may notice like we will take hiatuses here, and it's because it's important to continuously shift the energy and to listen to spirit and to trust where it takes you, because that's the big lesson we're all getting now, is trusting your inner knowing, trusting where spirit is leading you. And we're going to get the test of trust. So it's important to deeply listen to what you're receiving. Show the process of developing your inner knowing. So it's important, because a lot of us are receiving those messages, but it may be just not giving them as much awareness as you should be. It's so much attention, especially during this time of the year where there is just so much happening. But before we go any further, my intuition is pinging and saying, let's just pause and breathe together for a bit. And let's just drop in together. And let's just come into the heart for a moment. Just being heart. It's keeping the body going. It's the ability to access this time and place. It's a beautiful way to remind ourselves that we're here. It's to just come to the heart. Bring your hands to the heart if you want, and feel the rise and the fall, and feel the beating drum beneath your hands. I'm going to start with just a very simple invocation tonight. Holy Mother, in whom we live, move, and have our things emerge, and until all things return. Let's take a deep breath in together. And let's take a deep exhale together. More. Inhale. And exhale. Very good. Welcome to your bodies. Breathing is such an act, and we don't give it enough space in our lives. Typically, we're rushing, and we don't even come into conscious breath until we're out of breath, and then we almost have to breath. So don't wait until you're out of breath to come into conscious breath. That's not the time to do it. So one of the things I'm really excited about, and I announced this I think it was last week, I announced new training that I was through, and I was keeping it really quiet because I keep things quiet until I've graduated, because I don't want to jinx the process, you know. And plus, I just felt like I needed to give all my focus to finishing this program. It was really intense. It opened me up to my own inner knowing in new ways. It shifted my perspective on a few things. It was the QHHT training, the Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique training. And it's a very powerful healing technique. It's not something you can do on air. It's not something you can do over Skype. It has to be in person, because what the session is we are taking you into a deep state of trance, visualization, and through that trance state to access parts of self that you might not even be aware are playing a role and impacting your current life. So we can go into past lives, we can go into that space, the place where we make the decisions and make the contracts before coming into this life. But aside from past lives and aside from where those avenues may open, I think that the most important part of the QHHT process is the fact that you receive healing, because we're bringing you into direct contact with your God soul, your higher mind, your holy guardian angel, whatever it is that you call it, oneness, source. In the training, we call it the subconscious, and not the subconscious that, you know, psychologists and psychotherapists are referring to. This is the source of all, the inner knowing, the inner God within you. And it brings me back to a quote by Victor Anderson, which is, God is self, self is God, and God is a person like myself. And I've seen it. I've witnessed it, because I've been doing sessions since I graduated from the training. And when you start direct contact with your own soul, and to see the power of what that soul can do, individual, as far as facilitating immediate healing in the body, it's a beautiful, powerful experience to witness. And when you are able to witness that firsthand, it is mind-blowing. So, I mean, through the training, you're seeing examples on, and you're hearing recordings, and you kind of get it, and you feel it. You really do feel it, even through the recordings that Shannon lets you experience. But getting to actually witness it is something different. And the technique was created by Dolores Cannon, who's written over 17 books, and she's one of the leading authorities on regressive hypnotherapy. She is just a phenomenal teacher, but her work is phenomenal in that it takes you through so many different areas and avenues. She's done a lot of work on the in-between spaces, that space between the midlife, when you're coming one life and entering into another, that middle space. She's done a lot of work with past life regression. But also she's understanding that there are other layers in there, that we may come from other dimensions, that we may have been aboard spacecraft at some point, that what we consider past lives isn't just necessarily being a human. We may have been animal or some other aspect of nature. So I think it's important that her work has really broken some of those paradigms of what we consider to be, this is past life. Like, it's only this, and it can't be anything else. Because before I came into the training, I didn't have as much open space around the idea of past lives. I knew they were important, and as a intuitive consultant, I can go in and see someone's past life and pull out the specific messages. But it's so much powerful if through the trance state that person can actually experience the past life for themselves, because many times that past life is the one that's currently affecting health, their relationships, and the way they're moving through the world. So when we are able to access that space through the guidance of the soul, and the person, their own voice in the recording after, having this really profound experience, it can be powerfully shifting for them. It can bring the closure they need, and it may feel as if the years of weight has been lifted off their bodies. Doesn't that sound nice? Doesn't that sound nice? 100 years of weight, or 300 years of weight, or individual weight lifted off your shoulders to no longer carry the burden of an experience not yours. Because sometimes the death in that lifetime, or the transition from pure energy into physicality, may have been extremely traumatic, and the echoes of that experience may still be playing themselves out in your current body. So the part that I love the most is when the yourself and the God soul comes into the body. The person, through my questions, gets to hear the voice of their own soul on the which is it's just beautiful. And I've seen the power of miracle through using energy healing. And to see this, and to see the power that these energies bring into the healing process, it's mind-blowing. It's hard to really wrap words around the experience, but it's a beautiful way to facilitate healing in the body. Because when someone comes to me for a session, it's easy for me to give them the information. Sometimes it's hard, though, for them to information I'm giving them, because reading, and even in QHHP, you're receiving information that you probably already know, but you're getting it from another source. And we still choose not, because we have free will, we can still choose not to follow the guidance. We all do it. Every now and then, with that voice that pings in and says, don't go that way. Don't go that way. So it's a little too often that we do that. So we have to start trusting ourselves, and we have all these really wonderful tools for actualizing the higher aspects of who we are. So getting a hypnosis session, which is wonderfully easy, anyone can be hypnotized. We're hypnotized pretty close to the day, whether it be driving or walking or visualizing in our minds past events or daydreaming. So we're constantly entering and exiting these hypnotic states. So it's wonderfully easy, it's beautifully easy, and it's a beautiful experience to have. So if you're wanting to do a session and you're in the South Carolina or Washington, D.C. area, the areas where I listen to, I can do a session for you. Otherwise, you can go on Deloitte, and there's a list of practitioners all across the world. So you can always find someone to do it. But it's an experience. It's a neat experience to have. I think for me, coming out of I had a better understanding of my intuition. I had a better understanding of how to ask questions of my inner self. One of the toughest parts of the intuitive process is knowing how to ask the right questions, which is why it's so important when clients come to me, they need to be involved in the questioning process. I do general readings, but when you get a general reading, it's just generalities typically. Because when you ask for a general reading, you're going to get generalities. I typically go through an anchor because I need the person to also be there with me. If you're sitting in my chair, you didn't just come for a general reading. It's typically you just don't know which questions to ask or don't know how to formulate the question that actually brought you into the chair. Our job together to work to figure out what there for. And sometimes that means we sit in silence. Sometimes it means we may meditate together and start healing things. And my healings are because I feel there's spillover. People need a little bit of everything. So no matter what you come to me for, you're going to get the information, but you're also going to get the healing. Because I feel the healing is an action step that many of us don't take. We're not listening to our guidance when it says, get the healing. Do the work. It's not just getting information and letting the information sit. Not actively putting into place the information you're getting from your intuition, from the readings you're getting, or from the, you know, the cards you're pulling. What good is it to pull cards or to get readings? Or to ask yourself those questions if you're not going to take action? Soul knows, and the soul knows which direction is going to be the absolute most appropriate direction for you to take. And too often do we shut ourselves down before we even get out the gate. And we have to start trusting that inner knowing. That's why I like the QHHT sessions, is because they've heard it now and they can't ignore it. You hear it in your own voice. This beautiful guidance from your soul. And when you have that experience, you're able to say, okay, maybe now I should put into practice. But even just getting the session is a powerful experience, because the hardest part of anything is showing up. And when people show up on new practices and open to new experiences, it's an act of love. And spirituality should always be an act of love. There's tough love, but it's always an act of love. It's always an act of giving to yourself so that you can and being receptive is another key component to really opening up to gifts. Being receptive is almost the most important part of the process. Too often do we close ourselves off before we even get out the gate. And we have to start trusting ourselves more. We have to trust our inner guidance and our inner knowing. And the holiday season, this season is tough. It's beautiful because there's two currents that are currently running. When we come into holiday season of joy and celebration and unity and giving and receiving and connection. So there's this beautiful upper current that's running through this time of the year. But it's also, we're coming through the dark months because it's the winter. It's colder. It's quieter. Things are dying. So there's this undercurrent. That's the shadow current. And this is a beautiful example of where shadow work is so important. Because as we are celebrating, we're also embracing the decay of this. And sometimes that energetic conflict can cause the body to be off center, to not be where it needs to be emotionally. This year is tough, especially if you're going through a tough experience. My big transition out of DC, like everything fell apart right at this time of the year. And it's tough because this time of the year amplifies that feeling of separation. If you're going through an experience of closure, it can be met by the fact that everyone around you is celebrating, right? So it's a demonstration of that upper and subcurrent that's running. And you see yourself as you go through this season rising and falling between those two currents. So it's important to pay attention to where you are in the current, because each part of the current, each part of that flow is important. Each flow between the rise of this season gives you point of action for work on yourself. Because you notice grief is coming up when family may not be uniting the way you want, or you're going through a deep heart initiation, like a breakup or a divorce, or your kids are leaving home or can't come home for the holidays. Notice where you are and how this transformative in that through the rise and the flow, the ebb and the flow, the rise and the flow, our emotions and our experiences about ourselves. Because the whole deal here is know thyself. It's a beautiful chance to get to know yourself a little bit better, to see what parts of you still need healing, but to also give the gift of self-care, because more important this time of the year than any other time of the year. Here we are at the most vulnerable, and when we are vulnerable and raw, we can see our edges more clearly. We can see where healing needs to happen. We can feel what needs to be felt so that we can then access those deeper levels of healing. So it's important to trust the inner knowing that as it's bringing you the rise and the fall and the ebb and flow to where you are in all of that experience. Because it's teaching you something. There's a reason you're going through that experience. And you might not see it right away. And it might be tough when you're in it to see what you're getting from the experience. And then people always say, sometimes you're just going through it because it sucks. And teaching, too, is that sometimes stuff just sucks. Sometimes stuff is just terrible. And there's nothing wrong with that being the teaching. But it's our reactivity and how we move ourselves through the experience that's actually the teaching. It's happening to us for a reason. Even if it's just the reason that sometimes it's just terrible, there is suffering. And that can be a hard pill to swallow, but it's the truth. And the closer we come to accessing truth, the more prepared we'll be to move through the experience of life. There's less fear because we're then able to expanding, to continue the process of evolving and growing ourselves and moving into deeper spaces and states of awareness. The more you understand yourself, the more you are living in your purpose. Because that's the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to know yourself, to get closer to those aspects, and to deepen your relationship to yourself. Because knowing ourselves is beautiful. We may not really see all the time, but that's part of the dance, right? That's the most beautiful part of the dance. It's difficult. Life is, it's not meant to be. And it's that beautiful that gives us an opportunity to learn. And yes, there are super horrible, terrible things that happen. But there is a gift that comes through tragedy. And it may take us a moment to recognize what the gift is in the tragedy, but there's always something offered. If we're willing to accept that sometimes the package comes, but inside that damaged package is usually this beautiful diamond. And it takes us a bit to get down there and to unpack it. But once you do, you have something that's truly valuable. So one way to access inner knowing, inner awareness, is to look back at those bomb exploding moments. Look back at those moments that were really visceral for you. And ask yourself, are you ready to open to the teaching of that experience? If you are, a beautiful place to do the exploration is in your journal, because one, the journal helps to filter what's coming through the mind into something more tactile and tangible. So it moves the energy from the mind into the journal. It doesn't go from mind and gets trapped in body. Because once your mind starts replaying those images, it's going to shift how your body begins to feel. So the idea is you want to move the energy. So by taking it from mind to pen to paper, you're actually moving the energy out of the body, which is a healthy way to look at past traumatic experiences, which is why journaling is such a powerful tool for moving energy out of the body. Because the act of writing is moving the energy. And access where you feel most comfortable to access. And you may not be able to access everything right away, and that's okay. Healing may still be needed. But if you're noticing that it's hard for you to come to those edges and you're not quite ready, that in itself can be a teaching. What can I do to live with kindness and love? And each day is an experience for us to touch those parts of ourselves that we haven't been touching for a long time. Each day is an opportunity for us to grow just a little bit more. If we're willing to show up and if we're willing to step into the process. So it's important to write in that journal, to take on your lessons, to get into the exploration of spiritual gifts, to allow yourself, in whatever way, the opportunity, again, putting your fingers in the soil, to begin to put your hand in the soil of your own, stuff begins to grow. We can use what I call the manure moments of life to grow new flowers. We went through the shit, and now we're here. So let's take that manure, put it in our garden. If we just let it sit on the sidelines, it's just going to stink and make the whole thing like smell like crap. But if I put that manure into the soil, it's fertilizer for the new stuff that's growing. And it's so important to grow this new stuff, but don't waste the opportunity that those old traumatic experiences offer. There's a reason and teaching in that experience. I don't know as always right away. But remember, it's about asking the right questions. What is the true teaching of this experience I went through with X, Y, and Z? What is the message of this experience? What was I learning about myself going through this experience with X, Y, Z? So it's always about getting an answer. Sometimes the question itself is empowering because it may be the first time I've ever asked this question. Be ready to embrace that capital T truth of that situation. But asking the question knocks on the door. And when I start knocking on the door, begin to shift and begin to move for me. Because asking the question is the important part. The answer is always secondary. The answer is secondary to it all. The problem, if you start knocking on the door, it be your higher self, your God soul, your intuition brings it to you and it knows you're ready to handle it. So it may give you just small glimpses of what that deeper truth and understanding was from that experience. But it gives it to you when you're ready. Because they don't ever give you more than you can handle. You may feel that they're pushing you. Trust that they're giving you just enough grit for the mill. You ask the questions and write the questions down. Ask your questions down. So that way, when you have them in front of you, there's nothing to say like, you know, oh, I forgot the question. Write them down so that questions themselves can be meditation. Your questions themselves become points of awakening and opening and expansion. So let yourself have that. Questions. And speaking of questions, we're going to go into the part of the show calls. So if you do want to call in tonight and ask a question, get in a little on-air reading, you're more than welcome to call in at 347-326-9263, 347-326-9263, number to call in. If you want to, you can do that too. You can Skype in via the, I believe it's a little button. The button appears. You can also post questions in the chat room. It's always live 15 minutes before the show goes live. and you can private message me your question. Beautiful thing about getting an on-air reading is it's recorded, so you can come back and listen to it. But the entire show, before the show starts, I tune in energetically and I imprint the show with a healing energy. So when you go back and listen to any parts of the show, you're going to receive healing. Every episode is going to give you a little bit, because it's not excluded from the show. And remember, when you call into the show, these are mini sessions. So we don't have time to look at every single issue that's going on in your life. We usually can only focus on one thing. I'm being pretty strict with time, even if there's like one caller or two callers, 7 minutes. So we have 7 minutes to look at what's going on in your life. Because, you know, I want to keep it, you know, unless something really intense is coming up and my intuition gets me to go further. I typically want to keep it at 7 minutes just because it's fair to everyone who comes on the show if we do have a lot of callers, because sometimes we go over and then people don't get on the air, and I want to give everyone a chance to be able to have that opportunity. But one of the changes we're doing moving forward is I'm going to take, if we have multiple callers, we're going to take those calls as we go through the show. Pick an order, we just kind of do them. So, you know, it's all happening with me. I'm very tangential. We don't know where we're going to end up once we get started, but once we start, it's beautiful. So we have about 7 minutes to do your session. I won't go longer any more than 10 minutes, because if you want to get a session, you can contact me via my website at michaelbrazel.com. We can always set something up there if we need to go deeper into whatever it is that you're going through. I always ask that you remain receptive and that you approach these experiences with an open heart and an open mind, and let what needs to come up for you. And that may be difficult at times. If you approach readings, not just my readings, but any reading, without any expectation, more is possible. If you approach it with just having a singular result, anything that you get that doesn't match the result you're holding on to, that you're clinging to, that you're attaching to, it doesn't create that space. So approach not just this, but anything that you're doing spiritually with an open mind, receptive heart, and the willingness to allow for all possibility. So start. Let's just go ahead and breathe. Let's just come into the breath for a moment. All tuned in and breathing together with that as we move through these sessions. And I always like, when I do sessions on air, I don't usually use cards when I do in-person readings, but I like to use the John Holland Psychic Tarot deck because it's just a beautiful deck, but it also helps me to focus the reading and keep it condensed because, like I said, only have a few minutes on air. So I ask that you also respect that. So if I say, like, session, asking me like 50 questions, because I will off. I hate doing it, but this is one of the new rules that my own guides are really implementing, because there are times when, you know, we go way too long on a question, or when someone has like settling it off. You can always call when I'm on the air, and I'll gladly take your call. But we want to try to keep it to one specific issue, one specific area. One that lets you get the information that you actually need, but it also is fair to everybody to kind of keep things uniform through. Unless it's like a it guides me in a different direction. So here we go with our first caller. Area code 561, your first name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Stacy, Florida.
Hi, Stace from Florida. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
So what's going on?
I wanted to know what you see coming up for my career, please.
Let's breathe together for a second. Let's just take a moment just to center in on each other's energy. So what's going on with your career that you're asking that question?
Stagnant.
Stagnant, yeah. Let's just pull a couple cards and see what they say. Oh, wow. So the three cards I pulled for you are financial and material changes, the waiting game, ignited. I feel this is a time for you to really start exploring, like, what is it you really want to do? Because typically when I hear someone say stagnation, the first thing I start looking at is their heart center. And it's almost like what I see is it's your feet are kind of in that quicksand space. I feel like the stagnation is not just in the career area, but I overspilling into other areas of life as well. Are you doing what it is that you want to do? Something because you feel like you have to.
I want to excel in what I'm doing.
Okay, what would excelling look
like? I mean, going back to school, you know, advancement.
So are you taking steps in that direction now?
To that direction, yes.
And what do you feel is blocking you?
Probably me.
That's always the answer. you know, because I feel they're telling me, like, you know what to do. It's just a matter of trusting yourself. We talked about in the show, all comes down to trust, right? You're very intuitive, and you know. I just feel like you just have to give yourself the space to take those first steps. For you, it's going to be important to write down your process. So, you know, in just a couple seconds, we said, you know, go back to school or take on new training. And if that's what you want to do to advance yourself where you currently are, you know, that's going to be something to really start making a list about. Because, you know, Spirit's very practical in that it wants us to take those next steps. And it's maybe been telling you, you know, go back to school. Maybe pushing you in those directions. Now, sometimes we may need the financial space to also do that. You know,
right.
Sometimes Spirit wants us to do that. And all right, money to go back to school or to do this other work that you want me to do. But don't be afraid to manifest. They're telling me, like, for you, something as simple as lighting a green candle. You know, attracting in abundance and directing your inner space. Because, you know, until we take that step, so if we take the first step and it says, cool, we know exactly how much and what we need. But if we're not even moving in that direction yet, we are blocking ourselves. And that's where the quicksand comes in, you know. But I feel there's
right.
other stuff that you may be wanting to do also that you're holding from. I mean, this whole side of you that's not getting to be expressed as much, you know. They're also showing me, like, you would do really well in, like, higher leadership positions. Like, you to, like, take charge. That's not often valued.
I've done that before where I go in just as ordinary, yeah. And then I get the leading where I'm responsible for everyone.
Yeah. You excel.
Yeah.
That's just what what you're good at. I mean, it could be anything, like joining a sporting team or anything. I mean, they show me, like, you have this natural leader capacity to you. So, you know, looking at maybe, like, when you're shifting direction, something you like to do. Do you like being in that leadership position? Does it get for you?
Okay.
Do you like that leadership position?
Yeah, it came natural to me. I mean,
yeah.
I just, yeah, tell
okay.
people what to do, when to do, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they say you manage well. So someone like with that skill set, I mean, to school to enhance those skills would help you to thrive more, you know. But I feel like next year is going to be the year of opportunity for you. And they're showing me, like, going into next year, so schooling's what you want, make the decision, you know, before January comes. You know, they're saying, like, you have a period now to start making the decision and really start putting into the action. So by March, you can really start that ball rolling if you decide that's what you want to do. Just get really clear on your intention, because I feel like part of you one way, but there's a part of you that wants to go a different direction. So, you know, so that I feel that there's somebody, like there's a conflict in the heart center. Like I feel your heart's one, but it's also in another place. I feel like you're almost divided. Is there something else that you want to do aside from the job you're currently doing or the work that you're currently doing?
I didn't hear you. It broke up.
Yeah, I said, is there something, like something else you want to do? Because almost this conflicting energy inside of you. Like it's almost like I feel your heart's in two places.
I can be creative where I design, create stuff, you know.
Mhm. Because I feel you would thrive in that also. So I feel like, and it's, I feel like you have these skills optimized enough. Feel like there's parts of you that want to grow, but your current situation isn't allowing it. So that's causing a lot of the stagnation.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's creating value for yourself. And they went to school. It doesn't necessarily have to be like going back to like a college or anything. It could be like taking workshops or things like that that could enhance those skill sets. So, like, for instance, if I was a programmer, taking like specialized programming classes would get me back into that student mode but give me new skills that would also help to enhance my work situation. You know, they're saying, you know, don't necessarily just look at big, but look at small schooling situations too, where you're kind of expanding in that sense of just giving yourself new stuff. Because there's something like you need new stuff in your life, not just with work stuff. There's something like you need new stuff all around you. Like it's time to like, you know, I don't know if you've been like wanting to do a cleanse or like wanted to like clean out the house or something, but this would be the time to do it.
Yeah,
they're showing me like you have a lot. You know, so like take it to the flea market, you know, the spiritual flea market, like just set all off, you know, and support a time for you to do it. There seem like for you, this time of the year, it's slow enough to take this on, but don't wait till like February, March, because I feel like it's going to get busy for you around February, March. So just know that you have until then to really make some decisions and get clarity for yourself. Fine.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Awesome. So I always love people calling. It's always a nice experience having people call into the show and we get to chat. And it's important because sometimes, you know, when we hear someone else's guidance, when they call into the show, a little bit of information, it's asking the question that 15 people are going to be asking when they listen to this show in the future. Nope, reading's over. So it's important to call in and ask those questions. If you want to know, this is the time to ask. 347-326-9263. 347-326-9263. Or you can Skype in or post your questions in the chat room. I see a couple guests in the chat room. You can make a free Blog Talk account, and you can interact with me in the chat room. Or if you're following me on Facebook, you can message me your question on Facebook, and I will always try to get those questions on air if I can, just because, you know, it's nice. It's nice to do that. It's nice to share that space with people. And we have more callers coming in. It's funny how that happens. So yes, number to call in tonight is 347-326-9263. You can Skype in, call in, email me, post a question in the chat room. We'll try to get to them all. Remember, questions, so we're only doing like 7 minutes for readings and stuff. Now, if you want to call in and like share a story or ask questions about the topic, we'll talk a little longer, because those types of things I feel are important, because we're sharing knowledge. We're sharing information. But for the readings and stuff, I do want to keep them brief, because if you want a longer session, you can always contact me. But we get enough done in about 7 minutes, I think. And it's just body calls in for us to keep everything as standard as possible. We try that. We'll see how it works, you know. That's how things go with me. So, Skype caller, your first name, where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Bridget, and I'm calling from California.
California, how are you?
I'm good. I've never heard your show before and just happened to catch it.
Excellent.
So thought I'd come in. I'm glad you have time to take my call.
Absolutely.
I think that your 7 minutes is definitely generous, so that's awesome.
Yeah, sometimes we go. They've been directing because sometimes I'll start rambling and stuff, so we can go forever. You know, and then sometimes we go a little longer. If there's less callers, we go longer. If there's more, we go shorter. But you know, I think it's just fun connecting. So what's going on? What can we do for you?
Oh well, you know, I called in for the intuitive reading, and got lots of concerned about money, career, direction. And what's coming up with the new year? What great things can I look forward to?
So let's just breathe together for a second. Let me just tune into your energy and let you tune into mine, and then we'll just come for a second together. So the question they ask first is, what do you want to happen?
Well, I think I know that answer.
Because I pulled some cards. I like to pull a few cards here. So I pull fulfillment of wish, solar plexus. So this is your time to plant those. They're telling me, like, for you, like, you know, some people are what I call off-season people. Like, some people, the dark months are the months they should plant the seeds, you know, so or they do the harvesting. So for you, this is like springtime. So start planting those seeds, because I, by spring, have like all the new coming in for you. I feel like, don't be afraid. They tell me like you hold back. I look at the heart and it's almost like there's like a bungee cord attached to it. You know, it's like you get close enough and then like it pulls you back from actually taking that final step. But I feel you've done. They're showing me like you've done a whole lot better than you used to. They're saying you're really opening up to brand new experiences. So continue that, because you have a lot of gifts that are opening up within you. Really pay attention to your dreams. They're showing me like a lot of stuff, information is going to be coming in as far as how the path should be unfolding. I feel you've been asking these questions internally anyways. For you, it's going to be important to write them down, write down what you're getting. Do you do any writing at all?
You know, I keep saying that that's on the top of that. I need to definitely do it. It's a priority at this point. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I would do more writing. Just keep a little journal next to you, because they're showing me, because your insights will come at the most random times. You line at the grocery store and you'll get this like great idea for a whole new direction. And by the time you've checked, is like gone. So it may be valuable just to keep a little something close by, like in your bag, or that you can just pull out and write down what's coming in for you. Do you do any focused meditation, like any like sitting and just getting quiet?
No, I'm not a sitting meditator. I'm more of an active meditator.
Okay, and that's fine. Balance it with just a little bit. And I'm not talking about like sitting for like hours and hours, or even like more than a few minutes. They're saying for you, giving yourself moments of quiet, so that you can just get some of the noise out. They're showing me like this, like it's almost like I feel like your senses are overburdened sometimes, a lot pulling at you. So giving yourself the quiet, and maybe just going into like just closing the door, turn off the light for a few minutes, and just dampening this bit. It's not about like, you know, making it a meditation, but just turning off the noise for just a little while. They're saying that your senses are very sensitive, but to dance a bit will help you to, if you jumped in the swimming pool and just were under the water for a few seconds, like that kind of sensation where it's just, you'll hear the guidance come in a whole lot clearer. Because I feel like there's a couple paths opening up for you. Like I feel like there's this spiritual current that's kind of like really an awakening. And I feel this little bit more practical side that's also like kind of opening and awakening. And sometimes there's like when we want to try to combine all this coming up, you know. don't be afraid to ask Spirit to show you how to integrate it. Because sometimes
okay.
it's like we're being pulled, one is our in our human direction and the other is in our spiritual direction. And it's
mm-hmm.
hard sometimes to see where those cross. But I often find that the fork in the road, either path we go down, they just re-intersect down the road a little bit. But road, and we can always choose to just walk down the middle of the fork. You know, we don't always have to pick one or the other. And I feel like you do a good job of integrating, but it's just a matter of asking them to guide you in the integration a
yep.
bit.
Yes.
Because you are very intuitive. But for you, the writing will help you get clear because the messages come in, and they come in very quickly. And pen on paper for you, as I don't know if you heard in the show, I mentioned that energy comes in the consciousness, and pen to paper moves the energy out of our minds and lets us do something with the energy, rather than it coming in our mind and then remaining stagnant in the body.
Yeah.
Because I almost feel like there's this beautiful creative energy in the body that's not quite going anywhere.
Okay.
Because I feel like creativity needs to be expressed. They're showing me like almost like your hands need to be moving. It's almost like there's this excess energy in the body. You know, so
mm-hmm.
that's why movement meditation is much better for you than sitting meditation. Like I love yoga and those kind of things. I can't sit very long.
Right.
So
and
like giving
like
yourself yeah.
working as
yeah, so kind of giving yourself that space to have the movement, but to have the silence as well.
Yes.
So you have that beautiful balance between silence and noise. You're in control of between those spaces, but that you're also crafting the next phase of the experience for yourself. So what would you like that path to look like?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, as you were talking, the other things that popped up for me is I would like to definitely have more supportive people around me, you know, friends, a whole new group of friends that really match my, you know, resonance going forward and, you know, feel more like a tribe of kindred spirits. And I would like to definitely be more inspired. You know, and that means, you know, having more creativity incorporated in what I do from day to day.
Right.
And I am somewhat of a leader, and I think that's the thing that I've been squelching.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you talked about that. And, you know, I just came out of about 4 years ago, a 20-some-odd-year marriage, and I raised two children. And so, you know, we have a tendency, I mean, it might be just the old archetype. I feel that's shifting, fortunately, thank God, for women, you know, that they kind of put things on the back burner and they lose themselves. And I'm no different.
Right.
So
you're also a teacher.
You know,
teacher as well. So,
yeah.
So take that. So I mean, you're a teacher as well, this is why there's all these different moving pieces and the integration parts. Sometimes a difficult space.
Right.
You know? So you use a lot of words in there, and I'm going to take this as a moment to like show you how to use the journal in a proactive way. And this will be something that will benefit everyone. Use the words, you know, I want to find a tribe. I want to find people that I connect to. So those are things I write down in my journal. So I will use the word tribe. So I want to find a tribe of like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Find that more specifically because that's like saying I want to go to the grocery store and get some food.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We use these, I call it actually distancing words because we're kind of cracking the door. We know we want food. We don't know what we want. But until we get really clear on the exact type of people, where are we going to go to meet them?
Right.
Right? If I know I want delicious Lebanese food, I'm not going to go to the Mexican store, the cantina. You know, I'm going to go to the Lebanese store,
okay.
Right? So it's getting very clear. Like, and you'll notice the words when you write them in your journal because you'll see the word tribe. You'll see the word, I need to express creativity in my current situation. Well, which current situation? when I'm in the shower, or when I, you know, or when I'm at work. What about work do I need creativity in? You know, so we get to see then, like, we're using these words to keep ourselves. So the words are actually blocking us. And this is why they say for you, writing is important, because you'll see those distancing words now to kind of point them out to you. You'll see, as a lot, like a lot of people say, Mike, I really want to have more people. Well, what is defined for me? Because until you define it, how are you ever going to access it? So people are more creative, but how are you defining creativity? Well, I want to learn, I want to paint. Well, are you painting now? No. Well, start painting. You know? I want to learn a new skill. I want new training. Well, no, we'll take training. Or I want to, people I like to be around are people who love reading, you know, Stephen King novels. Well, find a group where people are doing book groups on that. So that's how we've been specific. Other people can float around and hope to land in those places. And that's when hope gets dangerous, because it just won't work. We'll keep ourselves just at the distance from actually making. And this is like fun stuff. This is important for everyone to hear, because we do this very a little too often. We use what I call spiritually distancing words. You know, I want creative people. I want a tribe. What does a tribe look like? Define tribe. Because for some people, a tribe is maybe a group of two people. For some people, it's a group of 20. Some people, it's like an entire like online community. Just define that helps us then steer the energy in a very clear direction. Because we're getting to a point now where manifesting isn't so much ask and receive, it's act, it's ask, take action, and receive. They're putting it back to us now to take the extra step of action.
So put it into form,
right.
And that's what writing does. I feel writing does take that energy from spirit into consciousness and puts it into form.
Oh, absolutely. It's a necessary next step. So use that. Get the journal and let that be the homework assignment that you take away. And, you know, call back in. Let us know how that's going. And I always encourage doing this work and you're having trouble locating those words, you can always email me, michael@michaelbrazel.com. And that's for anyone who's ever listening to the show. If you're having trouble, like, getting clear, having someone point out those words to you, it's a way to figure out like which words you're like using since yourself from yourself.
Okay, so Michael, and are you using Skype by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, because your words cut out, so I got most of it, but there were parts that were missing. So.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Skype's always.
Blog Talk itself is always interesting. I don't ever really know, like, if I'm even on the air half.
I think you take Skype with, if you take Blog Talk and you add Skype to it, and it's really like, you know, it magnifies the perfect storm.
Like, I always compare it to old AM radio broadcasts. You know, you kind of get bits and pieces here and there, and it's kind of grainy, you know, but it serves a purpose.
But I am grateful for connecting with you tonight. Down the bottom line, I would like to end this conversation. I really, really am grateful, because you added a piece that was so necessary at this point. It's like perfect.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you. So fine.
All right, wonderful. Yeah, so, like, sorry if, like, I'm cutting out and stuff. It's Skype. You know, it's giving you the remix version. All right, next caller. Area code 571, your first name, where you're calling from.
Stacy, I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Stacy from Maryland. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So what's going on?
I don't know. I was just trying to see if you see anything in my life right now.
I see this radio show. That's the most important part, Stacey. Is that here right now, and that's all that matters.
Yes, that's all that matters.
So what about you? life? Do you have questions on like what specific?
Like more so like my soul path, because I feel like I don't know what I'm doing or what I'm supposed to be doing.
Just throw a couple of cards down. It always helps us to just kind of move the energy a bit. This is perfect, too. We got accelerated motion, the throat chakra, and new beginnings. I feel like, you know, you're having, there is trouble in, like, putting words. I feel like you're moving in the directions, but it's hard to kind of put words around where they're trying to take you. So what do you feel is, like, the most thing that's showing up for you right now in your soul path? Like, where do you feel most drawn? Is it like healing? Do you feel like yourself wanting to be more creative and expressive? Like, where are you feeling drawn?
As of right now, I'm thinking more so about my career path.
In what way?
I'm really trying to go back to school, but I don't know exactly what I should be doing.
Well, what do you want to do? First thing comes to your head. Don't think about it. Don't think too hard. First thing that comes to what you want to do.
Do a lot of things.
So let's just take a breath together and breathe in. And I'm going to ask it a little different way. What I want you to do after the show is use this question I'm about to give you as a meditation. And this is something we should all do all day. This question is vital. And the question is, if I could do anything for the rest of my life today, what would it be? Asking you that question. If you could do anything for the rest of your life today, what would that thing be? Don't think too hard.
No idea.
Let's breathe in. What do you like doing?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because I thought I enjoyed helping people, and I do enjoy that part, but it's just like I don't enjoy working.
Well, if you do, you never work a day in your life. So let's use that just as a doorway. Because remember, I said earlier in the show, you may need to go back and listen specifically. It's sometimes the question is just knocking on the door. And you need a question in order to access your intuition, because this isn't something we'll probably get resolution on in our time together. But if we can get you set on the path to start asking this question in the right way, so that you can start witnessing the opening happening for you, then we've done something. Down your journal, I could do anything for the rest of my life today, would it be? If no answer comes, the next question is, what do I enjoy doing now? And if I enjoy helping people, if that's something, I write it down. And then what do I enjoy about helping people? Well, I enjoy the look on their faces when I help them, or I enjoy doing healing work, or I enjoy talking to people. So now I have talking. So what career options would allow me to help people through using my voice, giving advice? It may be looking at becoming an intuitive consultant. It may be being a counselor. It may be working in a shelter and helping people find sustenance. So just in that couple seconds, we've opened up like 10 new doorways, you know.
Okay.
And write those things down, because they're saying it needs to be something you can see. If it just stays in your head, it kind of floats away, you know. You kind of talk yourself out of things. It's like they give you ideas, you're like, no, not that, before you even put it down. We put down even the most outrageous, you know, like, you know, I'm going to talk to people. I want to help people. A drug counselor. You know, I don't even want to do that. I'm going to write it down anyways, because I don't know. So I'm going to put it down. You know, I'm giving advice to all my friends. And all my friends may be addicts. So I may be really good at it, right? So then that's how we see. We're like, they're like, you know, you're already doing this. And, you know, so we may even not even realize we're currently already doing those things without calling it that. But by asking the question, then we can start seeing where it starts showing up in our life. Because for you, they're saying this is an important time to ask those important questions and to not be afraid of the answers you're receiving. Because I feel like stuff, you're like, no way. You reject it before you've explored it fully. It doesn't mean we have to do what they're saying. It just means that we have to be willing to open up to new possibility.
Okay.
Because Because helping people is a really broad brushstroke. So what ways do you like helping people?
Currently, I work as a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't really like the hours, and I feel like I could be a better manager.
Right.
If I were to work as a manager, yeah. So that's what I was looking into, but at the same time, there were other things that came up as well.
Like what else came up for you?
I thought of being a midwife,
mm-hmm.
but then I threw out that idea. And then I thought about doing biochemical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was really drawn to that one, but then I kind of threw it out as well. And now I'm moving back to the administrative part of hospital.
So see, what you did there is it's beautiful. And that's the problem I'm going to do on paper, because it's hard to reject when I can see it. But they're saying for you, you're a visual person. So when you write the things, people to actually explore them a little bit deeper. Because if you just try to do it in your head, because you're someone who's experiential, so the experience of seeing and then maybe going online and researching and then writing down some notes about what you're getting, it'll give you, and like having those things all side by side will let you compare them, because you may think that through, you know, I put my paper and I start really looking at it online and say, well, crap, that can open up into all these other directions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't even explore. It may open doorways, and you may start noticing when you write down those different career options for yourself, you may notice there's different, because what I was hearing and what you were saying is there, you know, like most of the colors today, there's that leadership in you that needs to be expressed, but at the same time, to be able to help people. And when I see like something that comes in like kind of a sideways in the biochemistry stuff, it's a deep willingness to like really understand the minutia, like really getting in there and the nitty gritty of it. You have to be able to do life. So let's see, they all interconnect. It's just taking a step back and seeing what is it that I really want to do. And I feel like you need, like part of you is calling for more specialization, because in those areas of specialization, you're more valued, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah.
You know, when you're in the many and a big, it's like you're all kind of valued, and you're valued to the people you're serving, but not always in the way that's appropriate from the current administration. You know?
Exactly.
Like my mom's worked at the hospital for almost 40 years, and mm-hmm. I've seen how administrations treat, you know, their nurses. It's like school districts treat their teachers. They do the most amount of work, but don't often get the respect or the appreciation.
Exactly.
And I feel like for some reasons why working in nursing management for you would be good is because you could help affect some of that change.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly why I want to get into it.
Yeah, but I also feel like, you know, the midwife stuff isn't something that would be, I feel they're telling me like that would be a really good to also help. So you skills in a different way, because I feel
mm-hmm.
you'd really do well in a position like that. It's just a matter of balance a bit. Because I feel those two, but I feel like the biochemistry stuff, I feel like it would just be something that would get almost too specific, you know.
Okay.
It would be like it would be too much outside of the healing spectrum. But it's something you like. They say like you really like learning how the stuff works from the inside. So it would be something that would be really good for you. But I feel like, you know, for you going to positions where like they're telling me like you're a teacher's teacher. So going into a management position, different position, but it's just another level of bureaucracy that you'll have to deal with. So you have to be ready for that, right? But they say you keep going in that direction, eventually you'll be in a position where you can affect change and have your voice heard. But I feel like you'll be someone for many. So if you can get organizations, they're telling like even if you created like a support for missing, you know, a lot of stuff. So, like, even if you could, like, create a group where you get nurses together and you all go out and have some fun or something, you know, just some way to start getting into a place where you're helping those that are in that position. Because I feel like you're already getting someone people offload, you know, their day. You know, they've had a bad day, tell you about it. They're having troubles with administration, they tell you about it. It's like you're the good person already. You know, but they're saying that for you staying in the nursing space is going to be like administration and more stuff. So the midwife stuff would be a good exit at some point. Because I feel like some transition over to something else. Just keep exploring and keep asking that question. But see, just in these few minutes, we've already opened up a whole new pathway. Became a not. I feel like there's a little bit more clarity on possibility. But good. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Things go. Like if you become like the president of the hospital, just let us know how that goes.
Definitely.
All right. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
All right. Bye bye. All right, everyone. We're moving right along. Ah, it's a beautiful night. I love to act and open up to call. So one more caller. We'll take one more. And we, you know, I've been kind of keeping it on time, but this one we do have to keep on time because we're about to sign off here in a little bit. So let me set our little timer here. Hello, area code 702, your first name you're calling from. Hello, Heather. What can we do for you?
Hi. I was wondering if I have a custody date, my first court date for custody coming up next week, and I was wondering if you could tell me how you see that going for me.
Let's just breathe together for a bit.
Sorry, what was the question?
I said, let's just breathe. Let's just inhale and exhale together just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the hard part. So just inhale and exhale for me. I'll pull a few cards for you here. So the first card I pulled is Trapped in Fear. Because this is a scary situation that you're in, you know. And there's, you know, it's standing on the top of the mountain and not knowing what's coming next. And for these types of things, it's hard to, I mean, I really can't give an answer because things are in motion. So you really can't give predictions on things that are in motion because things are what we can do is give you some tools to keep you centered so that the best possible outcome remain possible. When our fear begins to take over and we start closing ourselves down to positive possibility, that's when we start disconnecting from hope and disconnecting from joy, disconnecting from all those things that, you know, keep the energy moving forward. What's the current feeling in your body?
Sorry, it skipped out on me. What did it say?
The connection's kind of. So, what's the current emotion you're feeling in your body?
I don't know.
Don't know.
If I'm going to be honest.
It's like
I'm a person who represses their emotions a lot.
I feel that. It's almost like there's a numbness all over you.
Yes.
This has been a long battle?
No, it's just starting.
Starting. So it's going to be a battle.
Pardon me?
You know, when I feel like there's length to the battle, it's almost as if so. It's gonna be something that gets drawn out. Just be sure that you're doing the self-care stuff. You know, the suppression. Be sure you're giving yourself space to talk about those things. If not to somebody else, doing it like in a journal. Do you do it? Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry, you're cutting out completely for me.
Oh, I'm just, yeah, bad connection tonight. For whatever reason, the connection's not coming in too clear. So we're probably not going, it's going to be hard to get through this, so we have to cut off here because we're ending the show soon.
That's all right.
So let's just take this moment, because we never want to waste an opportunity. Let's just offer healing to this. There are things that are out of your control. So let's just do breath around it, and we're going to put some positive intention, and I'll generate some this to follow you in. When's the date of the custody trial?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. So let's put positive energy into this. Let's just breathe into it. Because emotion and some things feel out of our control, all we can do is breathe. So let's just breathe together. Awareness down into the heart. And just breathe into the heart for a moment. And let's just clear some energy from the heart. And let's just hold you in loving space. And just know that you're loved. Even in a difficult time. When it feels as if you may be more abandoned, it's when you're loved the most. And the road's going to be bumpy, but they're telling you enough to take on the challenge that's coming. Just trust in that and trust. And just breathe. Now we're going to go down into the solar plexus. And just breathe. And take a nice deep inhale for me. And then exhale. And take a deep breath in. And exhale fully. And this time take a deep breath in and hold it. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and then exhale fully. And we ask anything that needs to be cleared, this situation be cleared for positive resolution. And I will hold you deeply in my prayers. And I wish you the very, very best. And I'm sorry that I'm cutting out, and I don't even know how long I've been cutting out for. So I'm sorry. You know, who knows if blog talk sometimes. Are you feeling a little bit better?
Yes, thank you.
Good, good. Well, have a wonderful night, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, my I don't know how I'm cutting out. You know, it's blog talk. It's the internet. It's just how things go sometimes. I don't know. I can't hear already, so I don't know if I'm cutting out or not. Or even, like, sometimes I have a fear that I've gone the whole hour or the whole hour and a half. Oh, I'm sure it's happened before. So remember, if you want to get a session with me, you can always call me at, or you can contact me via my website at michaelbrazel.com. You can always reach out to me on Facebook. You can connect with me in a multitude of ways. I'm for you. I love every single one of you. It's to be able to connect with you whenever I can. And it's always, you know, just beautiful to be able to do this work with you all. So anyways, I hope you have a wonderful evening and that the week opens up and brightens your day. Well, as we began, Holy Mother, in who we live, move, and have, from you all things emerge, and unto you all things return. Have a beautiful evening, everyone. Namaste.